Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey everybody, thanks for watching. This episode, we're going to be talking about GRIT as an acronym, G-R-I-T. Do you need to pull yourself through some hard times? Then stay tuned for this episode. We're going to break it down in a quick, fun, easy way to help you remember those, I need GRIT, G-R-I-T. What does that mean? We're going to talk about it. Those of you who are followers and listeners and watchers of my YouTube channel, thank you for being patient with me. I've had several commitments that I've spoke at, and it's been crazy with graduation. My bonus son is a big Colorado Avalanche fan, so we took a last minute trip to cheer them on in Colorado, and they won the Stanley Cup. Woo! Go Avs! And anyway, it's been a little wild. So, this is going to be the last episode this summer, and then I'm going to resume episodes on my YouTube and my podcast coming this fall in September. So stay tuned. Have an enjoyable, amazing summer. I, for one, we're going to be heading to Portugal. Actually, as I'm filming this, we're going to be leaving tonight. So it's going to be awesome. Kids have camp, so we're all going in different directions. So I hope you have a blessed summer. And if you need some grit to get through some hard, listen to this episode. G, grace. On this acronym, the first thing is grace. When you're going through hard, you can't give what you think you can give. You just can't. If you're taxed, if you're fatigued, if you're stressed, you can't operate at 100%. And we are hard on ourselves, right? Like, if we don't meet in our mind what we think we should be doing, then comes the inner critic that, why can't you just do this? We beat ourselves up. Our self-talk can turn negative and toxic. So when you are going through hard, G, remember, give yourself grace. And on the flip side, give others grace. If they're going through hard and you know they're not functioning at their best, they're not going to be able to give their best. So keep that in mind in your relationships to be able to give grace when they need it, just like you would hope they would give grace when you need it. Life can be messy. Life can be unpredictable. I am the first to say, like, my life has not gone as planned in any way, but I am so grateful and so blessed. A derivative of the word grace in Latin is grateful. So remember that. Giving yourself grace is a two-edged sword because you give yourself grace for where you're at and what you can give. And also, you can give yourself gratitude and you can put your place in a space of gratitude. When you are in a space of gratitude, you are able to more fully love and enjoy your life. When I speak on grit for businesses, I get into the scientific nitty-gritty of gratitude, and they have done scientific studies on gratitude, and they had, you know, different focus groups do different things, and the one that focus on gratitude just once a week, writing a grateful letter to somebody and not even mailing it, 77% didn't even mail it, they had more activity in their brainwave area that helped them get through their hard times. They were able to be more positive and have a better outlook and pull through their depression than the other two groups. So remember gratitude on the G. R, two, G-R, resilience. How the heck can you be resilient when you are beat down? You are frustrated. You are being taken advantage of. You've had a break and a rift in a relationship. How can you be resilient? How the heck can you push through? I have been like the poster child of pushing through when and having resilience when it hasn't gone my way. And I learned that from a front row seat of watching a cancer fighter in my late spouse. And he pushed through time and time again. He broke all expectations and assumptions of what definition of what he should be able to do. All because this is the secret to resilience. Are you ready? The secret is your why. Why do you do what you do? Why do you push forward when life's hard? Why? If you do not have a good why, you're not going to be near as resilient as those that do have a why. Your why is your superpower. When you have a why, you are able to keep your focus on your why. And that focus will help you walk, run, inch, crawl, pull yourself through your impossible, seemingly unimaginable, hard, horrific situations. So your why is going to propel you. Keep focus on your why. If you don't have your why, I'm going to give you some tips. And if you need extra tips, I do a coaching program. So you can check out my website, CamilleBauer.com, and find out more information on how to become a client of mine. But how do you find your why? Write things. What's your purpose? You know, when you figure that out, it will help push you through. So R, I. The I in grit is innovation. How the heck can you push forward when you don't have the tools that you expected to have? It's like, hey, I thought I was riding a bike. Well, no, you're actually running a marathon. It's like, what? I have a bike. I don't have running shoes. I have clip-in pedals. I don't have everything you need to switch sports. Like, I feel like so many times in my life and so many times in history of great, amazing people, they have had to shift. They have had to completely reassess their tools. How do you do that? How do you have innovation? And that is the eye of grit, innovation. You have to be able to pivot. You have to be able to change. Once you can do that, it's a catalyst to greater things. So many times in history, those that have failed have used that as innovation to create something new that is even better. Think differently. There's a quote that I love by Brené Brown, and it says, there's no innovation or creativity without failure, period. Unquote, Brené Brown. Hello. Yeah, you have, if you are losing, if you have failed, congratulations, loser. Like, get ready for something amazing that's going to be coming your way. If you're losing, if you're down on your luck, that is the breeding ground for greatness. That is the breeding ground for innovation. Congratulations. If you are disappointed, the seeds of success are planted. And all you need to do is water them so they'll grow. And you water them by grit, okay? Remember, Disney at the age of, I think, 22, was fired from a job for lacking creativity. Walt Disney, yeah. Albert Einstein, he couldn't talk. He couldn't speak in fluent sentences until he was the age of 9. Hello? And do you like a story or a movie or books about a boy that's a wizard? Does that ring a bell? Oh my gosh, the author of Harry Potter, a single mom, and was rejected over a dozen times by publishers before her first book was published. Like, innovation is a springboard to tenacity. When you keep trying new things, that is tenacious, and that's what also breeds success. And that is the T, tenacity. Don't give up. Keep going. If you knew that at door 12, your goal would be achieved, would you get bummed out at door 7 and stop? No. If you stick with it and you have your why, it will fuel you to magical things that will happen in your life. Tenacity is important. Tenacity will help you push forward and push through. So remember, don't give up. Keep a perspective. Let's go over it one more time to recap. Grace or gratitude, resilience, innovation, and tenacity. Stick with it. You can do it. Have a beautiful, amazing summer. If you are watching this on YouTube, I might do some like vlogs while we're out in Portugal for you guys to, I've never even been to Europe before. So, hey, here we go. But I love you guys. If you can like, subscribe. I actually forgot to say that at the beginning. Like my 11-year-old told me, Mom, you need to say this at the beginning of every episode. Leave me a review. I would love it. Anyway, I hope you have a blessed, beautiful summer, and I will see you back in September. Love you guys. Don't forget, have grit and put on your big girl pants.